Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Draft Central Update presented by Deaton Watson. The Eagles closed out the 2016 NFL Draft with 8 total players, 4 on the offensive side and 4 on the defensive side of the football. On day 3, the Eagles opened with running back Wendell Smallwood, the Big 12 rushing champion in 2015 out of West Virginia. The Wilmington, Delaware native is not just good at running between the tackles, but is also adept at catching the ball out of the backfield. However, there were some off-the-field concerns which may have caused him to slip in the draft. On Saturday, he owned up to those mistakes and said that he's ready to come in and help contribute to his new team.
I was young. It was 2011 or 2010. It was real embarrassing, and I don't believe anything I said. I've definitely grown from that since that stuff was sent out, and I definitely learned from it, and I don't want anyone to feel any kind of way about it. I'm sorry about it if I offended anybody, but that's not how I feel. That's not how the kind of person I am. Hopefully I get to show that through these years in the professional league.
After addressing the offensive line on day 2 with Isaac Seumalo, an offensive line prospect from Oregon State who can play 4 of the 5 positions along the offensive line, the Eagles continue to add to the offensive line with Halapulavati Vaitai, a tackle prospect from TCU. He played on the left and right side during his time at TCU. Now, during the pre-draft process, he had a chance to meet with Eagles offensive line coach Jeff Statlin, and the two had a funny interaction, one that Vaitai shared on Saturday.
Okay, so I'm from the South, right?
Yep.
So born and raised in Texas. He's from New York, he told me.
Yep.
There's a big difference in personality. And I was like, wow. Like, like the way he was talking to me, he was like, he was just like, it just felt like he was screaming at me, but that was his regular voice. But to me, I was like, man, I got to get used to the Northeast. The Northeast Coast, you know? And I was like, but the interaction between Coach and I, and I got along, understood what he wanted, and trying to give him the best look I can give him, and especially the board work, you know? He showed me some plays. We did a retention kind of thing, and I think that's why he liked me. But yeah, Coach Town is a cool guy.
In the 6th round, the Eagles selected a defensive back, Blake Countess, out of Auburn. He transferred from Michigan to Auburn and was a star in his one season with the Tigers. In fact, his head coach at Auburn, Gus Malzahn, was so impressed that he said that the Eagles got themselves one heck of a football player.
No, Blake's a football player. I mean, he is a tough, physical football player, great special teams player too. The unique thing about Blake is he comes in just for 1 year, and he was our defensive MVP. He's so versatile. He played corner for us, he played safety for us, he played nickel for us, and he was always one of our best players out there. Great tackler. I couldn't say enough good things about Blake.
The 2016 NFL Draft may have come to a close, but the content will keep coming here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app. Make sure to stay tuned for exclusive interviews with Howie Roseman and Doug Pearson coming early this week. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Draft Central Update presented by Deaton Watson. Have a great night, everyone.